Leg out.
We are coming to you live on this beautiful Saturday evening at Toyota Park here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com for one final edition of Chicago Red Star Soccer as the 2016 regular season comes to an end here tonight. Good Saturday evening to wherever you may be tuning in. Ryan Fay alongside me, Jamie Newell and Bill Downing as we get you set for Chicago Red Star Soccer tonight as we'll have kickoff just after 7 p.m. here tonight as they are set to take on the top dog in the NWSL in the Washington Spirit. Again, Ryan Fay, Jamie Newell, and Bill Downing with me here on the broadcast tonight. And guys, you go into this matchup tonight with the Washington Spirit. Both these teams have clinched a spot in the NWSL playoffs for next week. We still haven't figured out who's going to be playing who yet come next week when the playoffs get started. But when you look at it from the side of the Chicago Red Stars, they don't have Stephanie McCaffrey, and they don't have Alyssa Nair starting in goal tonight. And those are two big losses in two key positions. And, Bill, I'll start with you on that. How key is it with McCaffrey out here tonight, not playing for the Red Stars?
Well, I think it's going to be huge when you take a look at her contributions through the season to have her out in a game that, it kind of means they're in the playoffs. But I think positioning-wise, they want to come out strong and to have some of their top players on the shelf for tonight. You know, it definitely takes a hit, but that allows others, I think, a chance to step up and kind of do what they're here to do, is to play soccer and fill in the void of these great players that are going to be out tonight.
We'll get to the starting 11 for both teams a little bit later on. And as I also mentioned, Jamie, Alyssa Nair not playing tonight, resting the right wrist injury that she suffered earlier from a couple weeks ago. And Michelle Dalton comes in as the netminder for the Red Stars tonight. And we've been talking about this all season long. When Nair was with the Team USA for the national obligations, Michelle Dalton stepped in, and for the most part, she really didn't have that much of a problem being the starter for the Red Stars.
No, she didn't. And, Michelle also somebody that was a backup last year. So she has that experience that when she's called upon by Coach Danes that she can do the job. And, guys, you're talking positioning. You know, right now, Western New York is playing Boston. That game got started about an hour ago. It's in the 41st minute, and Western New York is up 2-0 already.
And if the Western New York Flash are able to get a three-point victory tonight, that means that the top four spots for the playoffs will have been clinched, and that will end any chance for Seattle to try to sneak in as a playoff contender. We're here with you on the Chicago Red Stars pregame show here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com on a beautiful evening here at Toyota Park to wrap up the NWSL 2016 regular season as the Red Stars welcome in the Washington Spirit. One thing, though, guys, when you look at it from the side of the Washington Spirit, everybody knows how good the Washington Spirit is, especially defensively. And it's not like where you look at some teams and you find, at least on this side, and we'll take one example from Seattle, you look at Shea Groom. Well, when you look at it from the Washington Spirit side of it, there are many forwards that have, you know, 3, 4, 5, even 6 goals on the season. And when it comes to their offensive attack, you don't know who it's going to come from. And that's kind of one of the scary things when you try to scout them.
You got that right. When you take a look at where the offense could come from, you know, you've got Nairn, you've got Lohman, you've got Matheson, you've got Dunn, you've got Stengel. I mean, it can come from anywhere, and it's going to be a tough task tonight for the Red Stars defense to do so. But, you know, for Washington being the number one team, they still have a lot to play for. They have a chance to win the Shield tonight, which is the overall number one seed, you know, in the league. And I think that does mean a little bit something, a little bit more for the Spirit to come out tonight and try to get up on the Red Stars early.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, you know, both of these teams have clinched playoff spots, but as you talked about it, they are still jockeying for position, especially for Washington side. They want to still clinch the Shield, the top spot in the NWSL going into postseason time. They're going to have a home match in the semifinals next week, but it comes down to a matter of who they might be playing. Could it be Chicago next week still? Could it be Western New York? Those questions are still yet to be answered as well. Now back onto the side of the Red Stars. Over the last three matches or so, they have been hobbled with injuries. That's kind of how we started this pregame show off with. Sam Johnson back tonight for the Red Stars. She's going to be in the starting 11 as well. Jen Hoy has been upgraded to probable. She will be eligible as a substitution as well. And one thing to keep in mind with Alyssa Nair, it's not that she's not eligible to play in tonight's match. She'll just be on the bench tonight while dealing with the right wrist injury. And that's obviously a coach's decision by Rory Danes. And we saw Alyssa Nair warming up beforehand. She seemed fine. But we know when it comes to the Red Stars, they know that they've got to get healthy when it comes to getting forward to next week, even though there is still a huge task at hand tonight.
Yeah, no question. And, you want your players ready to go when the bell rings. And, you know, another thing to watch, guys, I was just looking in the notes here, you know, all time against the Spirit, the Red Stars are 2-6-1, and Washington has outscored them 10-6. So, you know, that's another hurdle that the Red Stars will have to climb tonight.
Yeah, and that hurdle, these two teams met earlier on in the season back in Maryland on July 9th, and this was that time in the season for the Red Stars where it was that bit of a lull period and a little bit of being in that rut, and they lost that match in Washington by a score of 2-0. And these are two teams, Bill, that are both it's defense that creates the offense, as the Washington Spirit have only allowed 18 goals this season, Chicago only 19. That almost, for both teams combined, that's less than a goal per match allowed by Washington so far, and one allowed per match for the Red Stars. And when you look at it from that side of it, with the goals allowed per match, no matter what, how you look at it, with them being the one seed, that Washington and Chicago right now as the three spot, those are still really good defensive stats.
Yeah, something's got to give tonight. You know, when you take a look at the shutouts, the Spirit were shut out the last time that they played on the road at Seattle, and that was only the third time that they got shut out this season. And this is a team, like you said, defensively, we could come down to the final seconds of this game, and, you know, you could get, like we had in the Kansas City game, one of them goals where everybody was, you know, kind of boxed up there in the box themselves, and a weird goal goes in. Something could happen like that, but these two teams play very tight defense, and when it comes to shutout, these teams are not, they don't like them.
No, they don't like them indeed, and I know we have a quick update that, Jamie, you just saw as we go around the NWSL.
Yeah, let's just say that the Red Stars need to win tonight, because at the half, Western New York is up 3-0 against Boston. So.
Yeah, and if the Western New York Flash are to win and the Chicago Red Stars would be losing tonight, that means the Western New York Flash would jump to the three spot in the playoffs. Red Stars would fall to fourth, and that would mean that Chicago and Washington would meet up again next Friday night over in Washington, while Portland and Western New York would go at it over in Portland next weekend. But we still have a lot to do here tonight and through the weekend for the NWSL, for that matter, as well, before we even get to talking about the postseason and looking ahead towards it. And again, you're with us here on the Chicago Red Stars pregame show here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. We're coming to you live here from beautiful Toyota Park in Bridgeview, Illinois, as it's a beautiful night for soccer here to close out the NWSL regular season. And guys, when you look at it from a matchup standpoint between the Red Stars and the Washington Spirit, this is a star blockbuster matchup. You've got a lot of players from both these teams that are both from the U.S. Women's National Team, and especially on defense. Allie Krieger, the captain for the Washington Spirit, and you've got Julie Johnston for the Chicago Reds. It's arguably the two best defenders in the country one-on-one here tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting matchup. And, of course, you know, with Nayer not playing, you got, you know, Kristen Press up top for the Red Stars. But, yeah, Ryan, you're right. There's a lot of firepower and defense here in tonight's match.
Yeah, when you take a look at the NWSL, the leaders, you were just mentioning it, Chicago and Washington just littering the stats here. You look at Kristen Press, you know, you were just talking about her, you know, second in shots with 58. She comes in with sixth, you know, in goals with seven. I mean, this game, something's got to give. I keep saying that, but I think the Red Stars are going to have to come out with a little bit of urgency. They're going to have to, you know, they had that great game in Kansas City, that 0-0 that they really needed. But here, they're going to have to get off to a quick start and not let Washington dictate what happens in the early part of the game.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was going to lead me to my next point regarding the Red Stars. In the last two matches that we've seen them, at least here at home, they have fallen behind by multi-goal deficits early on in the first 25 minutes of play. And when it comes to a team like Washington, you cannot have that happen here tonight, because with Washington, if they get on that opportunity, that gas pedal is not going to be let up, because Washington still trying to play for that shield spot in the NWSL.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. I don't care if you're playing Washington or who you're playing. You can't give up a couple early goals and have a chance to win.
Yeah, you got to have that opportunity early on, because when we were here, Bill, last time when Kansas City was here, it was a quick goal that Kansas City scored in the, I believe it was the seventh minute of play.
Yes.
And then Kristen Press was able to get the equalizer. But even throughout that match, the Red Stars were playing catch-up throughout the entire match, and they unfortunately were not able to get the victory. They lost that game 3-2 after a quick late rally by Sofia Huerta. But nevertheless, it ended up being the first and only loss here at Toyota Park this season. And if you look at it from that kind of a standpoint for the entire season so far, if you're to look back on 2016, that only being one blemish out of the entire season at home, that is still pretty darn impressive to have.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Rory Dames, his philosophy is to play that, you know, high line and put pressure. But I'm wondering, with the firepower that the Spirit have, is that going to change things tonight? You know, because you are playing for either third or fourth place in the NWSL. So it's going to be interesting to see, at least tactically, how the Red Stars come out defensively.
Both teams getting ready to come out of the tunnels now in just a matter of moments, and we'll get the introductions and starting lineups along with the national anthem going in just a couple of minutes as we continue on here on the Chicago Red Stars pregame show right here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life, coming to you live here from beautiful Toyota Park here in Bridgeview, Illinois. And the temperatures, they're going to end up to be in about the high 60s tonight with a northeast breeze coming out of the lake area. And we saw a couple times where the wind really hasn't been that much of a factor, but Bill, I take a look at it. It's kind of a blustery breeze here so far at Toyota Park tonight.
Yeah, it's coming right into the booth here. When you take a look at that, I think that's going to play key into, you know, how a team is going to play offense. And plus, it's going to put, I think, to put the defense on their heels, because that wind can really play havoc here. But of any team that knows how to play the wind here, it's got to be the Red Stars, and they're going to have to come out early, quick, and get that momentum early and keep that, like you mentioned there, Ryan. If they don't, Washington, like you said, they're not going to take the foot off the gas, and it's going to be a long night.
We'll get to the starting 11 for both teams in just a couple of moments as we're winding down the final moments here on the Chicago Red Stars pregame show. But before we get to that, though, guys, we'll start with you, Bill, on this one. Your keys to a Red Stars victory here tonight.
Well, you know, with the loss of McCaffrey, you know, other players are going to have to step up. When you take a look at the starting lineup tonight, it's loaded, like you said. You've got stars on both sides. You've got national team members and so forth. I think they're going to have to come out early. I think you're going to have to see, you know, Sofia Huerta, she's going to have to come out. Christian Press, they're going to have to play that really fast-paced early game here. And if they can get out and play their game, I think that they can take it to Washington early and hold off for a win tonight.
Exactly, and that's just it. But the thing is, with as much firepower as the Spirit has, I come back, you know, you know, that's really going to test the back line for the Red Stars, and it'll be interesting to see how Dalton handles that challenge. I don't think she's really going to have a problem with it, because, like I said, she has just so much experience of playing in the NWSL, but that's still going to be interesting to watch.
Let's meet the coaching staffs now, and we'll start on the side of the Washington Spirit. Their head coach, Jim Gabara, along with his assistant coaches, Lloyd Yaxley, Kevin Boyle, Katie Jo Spizak, and Denise Reddy. And on the side for your Chicago Red Stars, the head coach for the Chicago Red Stars, Rory Dames, well-documented, a very defensive coach, and his assistants, Bonnie Young and Brian Kibler, and the goalkeeper coach is Jordy King. We'll now get to the starting 11 right now, and we'll start on the side of the visioning Washington Spirit, and we'll go by this in numerical order. Number 3, Caprice Didesco, will be starting along with number 5, Whitney Church. Number 7, Christine Naren, also starting along with number 8, Diana Matheson, along with the captain, number 11, Allie Krieger. Number 12, Katie Stengel. Number 15, Joanna Lohman. Number 18, Kelsey Wise, along with number 19, Crystal Dunn. And we talked about her earlier on the pregame show as somebody to keep an eye on as well. And running up the starting 11 for the Washington Spirit will be Tori Huster, and number 24 in Estelle Johnson. Your officials for tonight's match are: the head referee is Matthew Franz, the assistant referee is Adrian McDonald and Maggie Short, and the fourth official for tonight is Edgar Osorio. And we'll listen in now as the rest of the starting 11 concludes, and you can hear the roar from the local 134 and the rest of the Red Stars crowd when they announced the starting 11. And we'll listen in for that and the national anthem, and we'll have kickoff underway.
Katie Stengel. The midfielder, number 15, Joanna Lohman. At forward, number 19, Crystal Dunn. At midfield, 23, Tori Huster. The defender, 24, Estelle Johnson. The head coach of the Washington Spirit is Jim Gamara. Starting lineup for your Chicago Red Stars. Our captain, a forward, 23, Kristen Press. Starting in goal, number 18, Michelle Dalton. The defender, number 3, Aaron Gilliland. Defender, number 6, DC Short. Midfielder, number 7, Taylor Cabo. and defender number 8, Dewey Johnston. The midfielder number 10, Vanessa DiBernardo. At forward, number 11, Sophia Huerta. At forward, number 12, Cara Walls. At defender, number 16, Sam Johnson. And at midfield, number 24, Danielle Corrico. And head coach for your Chicago Red Sox is Rory Davis. The Red Sox are also coached by Bonnie Young, Brian Kibler, and Jordy King. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your caps, and face the flag near the scoreboard for our national anthem as we honor the men and women at home and abroad who fight for our freedoms and keep us safe.
Gentlemen, it's almost full to capacity here at Toyota Park as well this evening. The crowd's starting to file in, and we're going to have a great night here for Chicago Red Star soccer.
Absolutely. The parking lots, when I came in, they were tailgating, cars everywhere. A lot of young soccer players here tonight celebrating the final regular season game here at Toyota Park for the Red Stars. But you're right. I mean, this place is packed, and it's really good to see.
And, you know, and I came in about the same time you did, Bill, and it's right, you're exactly right. A lot of people tailgating, a lot of kids out playing, you know, having a kickabout with a ball, and it's great to see because, honestly, that's how you grow the game, is by getting young people involved.
As they deliver the game ball now, the Chicago Red Sox are in their home light blue uniforms, as per usual, light blue shorts and the socks as well. And for the Washington Spirit, they're in their road red, navy, blue uniforms with the white trim and white numbers, along with the red shorts and the red socks. The starting goalkeeper for the Red Stars, Michelle Dalton, is in the gray jersey with black shorts and gray socks. And we'll get the color coordination for the Spirit goalkeeper in just a moment. As either way, I like it because sometimes you'll see the goalies have like that big the green neon.
Yeah.
That's kind of been my favorite color for the season so far.
Yeah,
that's
I've
just
noticed
me, though.
That. Kansas City had that. I forgot what you called it, but you're right. I mean,
Volt.
Yes, exactly. And that brought a lot of attention. I mean, both goalies that night, whatever they were wearing, they were definitely playing high-end soccer there. But you're right. These uniforms are definitely sticking out, and fans are ready to go, so are we.
Kelsey Wise will be in the black jersey for the Washington Spirit in goal tonight with the gray trim, white numbers, black shorts, and black socks, as both captains are meeting at midfield right now to discuss possession and everything. Again, your captains for tonight's match, the Chicago Red Stars, it's number 23, Kristen Press. And for the Washington Spirit, it's number 11, Allie Krieger on defense. And you may recognize those names if you are a follower of the U.S. Women's Soccer National Team, as both Press and Krieger are on that team. And on occasion, you'll see them on that starting 11 for Team USA. Even though the Team USA in their Rio games had their Olympic dreams cut short after a quarterfinal loss to Sweden in penalty kicks, as that was one of the shortest runs that Team USA Women's Soccer has had in not only just World Cup history, but Olympic history too.
Yeah, when you take a look at it, it's usually the USA versus Japan, and that early exit definitely shook the national team. But, you know, I ask you guys, you know, you've got these players, they know each other's tendencies, they're on each other's opposite teams and so forth. Some of them are playing together on the same team. I think that makes broadcasting and watching these games even more interesting too.
Yep, and this is kind of one of those that even when we look, when the schedule had been announced for this upcoming season, we all kind of put a little big circle for September 24th, and finally here we are tonight. The season kind of went by like the snap of a finger. As they always say, time flies when you have fun.
Absolutely.
And you think about the Rio Olympics, you know, Brazil on the men's side had never won an Olympic gold medal until this year, which is just amazing since they've won the World Cup 5 times.
Yeah. So a lot of changes in soccer when it came to the Rio Olympics this year. A lot of changes and a lot of stunning play as well coming out of the Rio Games. The Red Stars will be starting this one off with possession at the midfield circle. They'll be going left to right to start the first 45, while a Washington Spirit will be going right to left. And both teams will switch sides in the second half. Again, the Red Stars in their light blue home jerseys and uniform for tonight's match, and the Washington Spirit in their road red and navy blue uniforms. It'll be press and Carr Walls at midfield to get things started. Again, Gilliland, Short, Camo, Johnson, DiBernardo, Huerta, Walls, Sam Johnson, Michelle Dong, Kristen Press, and Danielle Colaprico are your Red Star starters. We hear the whistle now coming from Matthew Franz, and we will be underway in 3, 2, 1. How about that? I called that
right. Wow. That's impressive.
That's the first time I've been right all year on that one. Good way to end it for me on that season. Either way, though, game underway. And coming up with this one on along the right side as the Red Stars, they were looking ahead there for Pressel on the right side in the defensive third. Spirit now come up the other way with it as Diana Matheson, the midfielder, bring up along the left side in the defensive half of the Red Stars. Matheson in a one-on-one battle there with Gilliland, fights off that battle, who gets it to Julie Johnson, who clears it to the near side, and it'll settle for a throw-in for Washington. And we'll get a quick reset off the whistle for the throw-in coming up, as it'll be Caprice Didasco on the upcoming throw-in along the near side. She'll do the throw-in there as that one went to Nairn. As now going back and settling us back towards midfield is Allie Krieger, the captain for the Washington Spirit. As now they're working now to their right side. Whitney Church works it up along the right side now into the defensive half of the Red Stars. They looked ahead there for Crystal Dunn. Crystal Dunn and Casey Shore, they're going to be seeing each other a lot here tonight. Just underway here into the second minute, no score. Sam Johnson there with a clear up along the far side. That goes out of play for a Spirit throw-in. And Bill, good to see Sam Johnson back here at Toyota Park after the devastating injury she suffered against Seattle a few weeks back.
Oh, no doubt. You know, when she couldn't put any weight whatsoever on that leg and she was taken off, you know, that definitely was a big blow, but it's so good to have her back.
Spirit keeping possession. Noah's a shot from the outside of the box there, and Dalton goes to her left on the far side, goes out of play, and it'll be a goal kick for Michelle Dalton. So a little quick scare there for Dalton, but she's able to realize that it was away from the post and out of play. So Dalton on the edge of the six-yard box goes to her left and gets it over to Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson now will bring it up now left to right. Johnson now will clear it up past midfield and looks ahead for Cara Walls. Deflects forward and centering back over towards press. And she's in a one-on-one battle there as she was trying to go against Estelle Johnson. As this one will be settled back to the defensive half. Now up ahead with this one is Huerta along the right side with a curving shot in, but right into the breadbasket, and making the save there is Kelsey Wise inside the six-yard box.
Yeah, testing the goalkeepers early with some long shots to, you know, just keep it in mind that, you know, they're there.
Along the right side now is Washington. They bring it up towards midfield as it's done with it. And she'll have to backpedal back. Good pressure there from the Red Stars. That's kind of one of the things you see about the Red Stars forwards. They don't mind going back and playing defense either. And that's what Rory Dames has enlisted into this program. As now they backpedal this, as it was on the left side for the Spirit. They backpedal towards Wise into the 18. Now she'll go to her right with this. She's going to find Whitney Church. Now it's Krieger along the right side. It'll be taken by Colaprico as this header goes out of play to the field seating area along the far side of the field, and it will be a Spirit throwing.
I tell you, Ryan, when you take a look at it, both teams right now showcasing their speed and not afraid to push the ball early in this contest.
And here comes Crystal Dunn now up along the right side past midfield as Casey Short tries to trail her from behind. It's Dunn versus Short. Dunn getting the better of Short right now. She gets it into the box along the far side. Sam Johnson able to get there, though, and clear it out towards the crowd in the far side. and they'll settle for a Washington throw-in. But there you go. You talked about a build of speed, especially with Crystal Dunn there, getting the best of Casey Short on that one, but good recovery there for Sam Johnson.
Yeah, she definitely needed to come back quickly, and she did, and so that's good to see. But Washington's pressure is definitely being showcased here early.
And a handball called there off the throw-in from Washington. As after the throw-in from Allie Krieger, it had looked as if Church got her left forearm on it, and they'll call that for the handball. So on the far left side of the defense for the Red Stars, they'll reset left to right and go to boot it away is Sam Johnson. She's trying to direct some traffic ahead in front of her, and she'll boot it left to right towards the midfield circle. It'll get there, though, but it's going to find Naren. And Naren now inside the circle goes to her right with it, and she's going to find Allie Krieger. Gets it past midfield, deflects away, is going to go to the left side now for Casey Short in their defensive half. Short has that one deflect off of Dunn, and it'll be a Red Star throw-in. As we're into the fifth minute, no score.
You know, Ryan and Bill, I've noticed that, you know, Chicago's still keeping with letting Short and Gilliland on the other side join the offensive attack when they can. So it'll be interesting to see if that's something that the Red Stars can work into the offense.
Casey Short throwing left to right, went towards midfield along the far side, deflects around for a little bit, and he'll get back into the defensive area for the the Spirit, and they'll send this one back to their goalkeeper in Kelsey Wise. Wise, the goalkeeper from Coral Springs, Florida. Works up along her right side for Allie Krieger, who gets a pass midfield now and looks ahead to her forwards. It'll go back there over to Lohman. And Lohman makes a nice move there around Colaprica for a moment, but the Red Stars are able to come back with it. Now it's DiBenaro at the midfield circle. She's going to go to her right with it, and she's going to look out for Kristen Press, who stays onside along the right side. Kristen Press now inside of the 18-yard box on the near side. Press with a one move, goes to her left foot, shoots it in, and she puts it onto the roof. Kristen Press, 1-0 Chicago in the sixth minute. A beautiful move there from Kristen Press on the right side of the 18-yard box. Makes one nifty move to the near side, and with her left boot, roofs it over Kelsey Wise, and it's 1-0 Red Stars.
And you know what's cool about that, Ryan and Bill, is it looked like Press used the defender to kind of shield the goalkeeper and put the shot up in the top part of the net.
Boy, what a beautiful play that was, too. And again, we talked about it pregame, you know, what the keys to the game were, and there she goes already starting it off for the Red Stars.
And that was something we talked about in the pregame show, is that the Red Stars needed to come off with a better start here, and, well, what a better way to get it from your captain into the sixth minute. It's 1-0 Red Stars over the top team in the NWSL. As now the Spirit will settle it down now, as Krieger has it along the right side at midfield. As that one will deflect. Well, they're almost out of play for a moment, but the ref says play on. As it goes back to Krieger now along the right side in their defensive half. Krieger plays it forward at midfield. It goes out of play towards the tunnel, and it's a Red Star throw-in for Casey Short. Very loud here early on at Toyota Park. They've got the thunder sticks and everything. Now along the left side, it's the Red Stars in the defensive half of the Spirit. Up ahead, there was a little bit of a hot pass and an offside called against Sofia Huerta along the left side. And the Spirit will reset on the edge of the 18.
Now when you talk about Washington, now that's three goals that they've given up in the last two contests. And with the Red Stars coming out here early, we'll see what Washington does. You know, do they just sit back, or are they going to pressure? I think the Red Stars are just going to keep putting the pressure on the Spirit here early on.
Wise with the boot right to left on the edge of the 18, gets into the defensive half of the Red Stars. Sam Johnson has along the left side. Tries to play it to her right. They're looking for Sofia Huerta. Huerta to her right finds Gilliland. Gilliland will boot it up past midfield, now left to right. Finds the defense of the Spirit. Settled down there by Carl Walls. Had it for a moment, but taken away. Back to the defense of the Spirit as Caprice Didasco has it. Centers it back over now to Johnson. That being Estelle Johnson. Now she goes to her right, finds Allie Krieger at midfield. Krieger gets it back. She'll boot it right to left past the midfield mark, and it'll go into the left side of the Red Stars defense, and Sam Johnson boots it away towards her own bench, and it's a Spirit throw-in. And it'll be Krieger to throw it in from the in front of the Red Stars bench, right to left. And the playback, a miscue there by Dunn off the throw-in, and it's a Red Star throw-in. Ninth minute now, Red Stars up 1-0 after a beautiful six-minute goal inside the 18 from the captain, Kristen Press. Glad you could join us here on this final home radio broadcast of Chicago Red Stars Soccer here for the 2016 regular season here in the NWSL from Toyota Park. Ryan Fay here alongside Bill Downing and Jamie Newell. Beautiful night here for soccer at Toyota Park tonight. Out of the 10 home matches now, we've only had two that were weather problems. And again, another beautiful night here. Clear skies and great temperatures. No humidity.
No.
That's nice.
Also, we want to mention that Vanessa DiBernardo played the through ball to press, so she gets credit for an assist.
So DiBernardo with that official assist there, as Jamie pointed out. As now the Spirit in the defensive half of the Red Stars along the right side, it's done with it. Crystal Dunn, but from behind, Julie Johnston will clear it out left to right on the edge of the 18. As that one went back towards the midfield circle, now along the left side, Spirit have it in the Red Stars defensive half. They backpedal towards midfield and center it back. They will. And now it goes over to Whitney Church along the right side to Allie Krieger. That's the thing with Allie Krieger, she doesn't mind playing up in the offense either. And a little bit of a shove there from Johnston, no call. Casey Short on the edge of the 18, stays in the box for a moment there for Stengel. Goes to her right within, the Spirit settle it down once again. Krieger's gonna come up off the give and go, centering pass into the box there. It skips through for a moment as Matheson comes back to play it on the edge of the 18. Hits off of Gilliland, deflects around more on the edge of the 18, goes to the right side, and it'll go to Sofia Huerta and out of play. And it'll be a Spirit throw-in.
Yeah, we were talking about that, Ryan, with the Kansas City game where those balls kind of rebounding all off of legs here and there. You know, you got to be real careful when you're that close to the goal.
Didasco with the throw-in and deflects right back to her along the left side. Didasco trying to push it up. And we got a foul there against the Red Stars. That was on Gilliland. Another throw-in for the Spirit. And that one deflects as Didasco was trying to center it. There'll be a Red Star throw-in along the near side in their defensive half. Gilliland with the throw-in. We'll go to Danielle Colaprico. Colaprico, and a shot there off the chest of Stengel. It'll be a Red Star throw-in once again. But the thing with Danielle Colaprico, if she is able to compete, I believe it's 35 minutes tonight, if I did the math correctly, which usually that never happens. She will have allotted the most minutes in their first two seasons in history for a Red Star player.
Really?
She was drafted a few years ago, and she will have to eclipse the 3,500-minute mark, and that would be the most in the first two seasons ever for a Red Star player.
Very, very impressive stat right there.
But again, my math might be wrong.
Probably.
But as long as she plays the whole match, I know I'm right somewhere.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to cover myself on that one.
You know, guys, this is the time where you wonder, you know, Chicago's got the first goal, and, you know, you don't want Washington to come right back and get an equalizer, so they really got to tighten up the defense.
Well, they just did it there, and Sam Johnson comes away with it on the one-on-one against Krieger. Now back the other way. Here comes Cara Walls along the left side, left to right, past the midfield circle. Now to the right side, DiBernardo. DiBernardo with a lot of room in front of her. And she looks to center it back for herself, going to Huerta. Now to the right side for Press. Oh, and that one was taken away there by Church.
Nice job by Church to recognize a pass was going to Press and step in front and steal the ball.
That's one to bounce the head back into the defensive half for Walls. And Press trying to hustle down to the right side, and she does. Kristen Press with already one goal tonight. Puts the arm up, trying to signal it forward for Cara Walls, but that one will be headed away there by Church, as this one now will be sold down to the 18-yard box by the Spirit defense. Goes ahead forward now for Naren. Naren now to her left as it went to Matheson. Now backpedals over to Didasco. That one hits off the foot of Press. It'll be a Spirit throw-in in the defensive half of Washington. 13th minute, 1-0 Red Stars. Off of a 6-minute beauty from the captain, Kristen Press. And now after the cross-field pass, it goes to Krieger along the right side, past the midfield marker. And now it's Colaprico, backpedals it to Casey Short along the left side of the defense. Short boots it at forward, she wanted press, but too much mustard on it. And it'll be wise to come out to her left and play it.
You know, Ryan, one of the things I noticed when Chicago is in the Washington end, it's always one-on-one, but when Washington seems to be down in the defensive side here, the Red Stars, it's usually a 2-3-on-1. It's just suffocating defense on the Red Stars right now.
And that's something that, Jamie, and you know this going back to last year, that's Rory Dames defense.
Yep.
And a little bit of a misplay there as Lohman now had a step on Julie Johnston for just a moment. Centering pass there, and that one deflected away as that shot came in from Matheson. Or I should say the pass. Now on the right side, Allie Krieger comes on in to make the play in on offense. Centering pass to the nearest side, deflects around off the side of the net. And that one did deflect off of Christine Nairn to the side of the netting. And it'll be a goal kick for Michelle Dalton and the Red Stars. And again, I said that right. Michelle Dalton in goal for the Red Stars tonight. Alyssa Hitt Nair not playing due to a right wrist injury. Although she is eligible as a substitute, but I would assume that she would get the night off just to rest and get ready for postseason play. You know, and no Stephanie McCaffrey tonight either.
Yeah, and great job by Julie Johnson. After having a step on her, she recovered and was able to, you know, make some hay on the Spirit offense.
And this one deflects around to Carl Walls. The header came right to her there off the header from Estelle Johnson. And she had to play for a moment, but too many navy blue jerseys around in the area. As Krieger plays it along the right side, it back and centers it back. As the Spirit now, as you mentioned it, Bill, I mean, their defense a little too active in their own zone.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, Chicago right now playing a little bit of suffocating defense like we just saw right there. Just when you think Washington has a fast break, these girls are playing, you know, top-notch defense right here.
Didaska now centers it back over to Tori Huster. Huster now back in the defensive half over there to Whitney Church. Now along the right side, Allie Krieger past the midfield line right to left. Now up along the right side is Dunn, one-on-one with Casey Short. Crystal Dunn bodied off by Short. And that will be a corner kick. That one deflected off of Casey. And corner kick number one goes to the Washington Spirit from the far left corner.
You know, Jamie, you look at those matchups. We got them all over the place out here. But those two tonight, I think that is going to be, besides press, but I think that's going to be one to watch all night long, as I think that they, you know, step for step are probably some of the fastest players out on the field tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, credit Casey Short so far really has taken Dunn out of the game so far.
Taking this corner from the far left corner is Christine Nairn, the midfielder from Annapolis, Maryland.
Go Navy. Beat Army.
Line drive into the box. That one will be booted by Colaprico to the left side of the defense, or I should say DiBernardo for that matter, got it. And this one deflect right back to Dunn inside the 18. Shot in, and a diving save made by Dalton.
Great save.
That off the left foot of Crystal Dunn was going to her left. Dalton dives to her right inside the six, and she comes up with a beautiful save.
You know, when you look at that save right there, I think what definitely helped out was she had clear sight to the player kicking. If there was some kind of traffic in there, that would have been a little bit more difficult, but great save.
Colaprico has it to the near side. Back to Julie Johnson ahead now for Huerta. Huerta head forward, finds Carl Walls along the right side. Now it'll go over to Gilliland, who plays, as we talked about it, comes up and plays on offense from time to time. That one skipped around a bit into the box. And chasing this one down along the far side there is Taylor Comeau. And we got a whistle and a little push there from Taylor. And it'll be a Washington throw-in.
This is the official West Star merchandise.
I should say a reset off the foul. And Krieger will boot this one right to left along their defensive right side. Or should say, yep, right side. 17th minute, 1-0 Red Stars. Again, this is your home for Chicago Red Stars Soccer, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Alongside Bill Donnie and Jamie Newell, I'm Ryan Fay with you here at Toyota Park. And another foul there, that one against Sam Johnson off the contact. So now this will be placed past the midfield mark with Washington going right to left still. Glad you could join us here on this final regular season matchup of 2016 for the Red Stars. And we'll have a lot of people to thank towards the end of our broadcast tonight. As Allie Krieger wants to set something up here towards the edge of the 18 with this reset. Krieger will wait for the traffic to disperse to their proper lanes. Krieger with the boot inside the 18. Headers around to the left side, and chasing this one down will be Matheson along the left side. She'll backpedal it on the edge of the 18 as this one goes over to Nairn. Nairn a little give and go now to Matheson. And the cross into the box from the near side, and a jump save made by Dalton. Wow. And took a little contact, but she's okay.
Pretty physical game, Ryan and Jamie.
Yeah.
When you look at it, it's been players kind of flying all over the place tonight, and you know the referee's letting them play.
Yeah, that makes you know that both teams know what they're playing for, positioning for both Washington and Chicago.
Dalton on the edge of the 18, boots it left to right past the midfield marker. And this one will be headed around a few times before it'll land in the Spirit defensive half. As Didasco boots it up, or I should say headers it up, over to Gilliland now for the Red Stars. Now back to Julie Johnson. Past midfield it goes. This one will deflect around on the midfield circle for a moment. Now the right side deflects there off of Camo. Dunn will play it forward, and it'll settle down to the left side for Didasco, who comes up and plays it. Didasco now on the left side finds Matheson. And then Matheson, pass up ahead, a little triangle passing here. Didasco on the edge of the 18, and that shot way over the crossbar and into the local 134 crowd. And then I think they have to put the ball back in play. And Michelle Dalton's calling for the ball
back. They don't
want to
give it back.
Like, come on. Give me the ball.
Local 134, always with the loud drums, loud and proud here every home game at Toyota Park.
Well, guys, one thing we haven't seen a factor is that wind we talked about has not played a factor at all here in the first 20 minutes or so of this first half.
Yeah, it's because I said it in the pregame show, right, broadcaster
exactly.
Jinx. Left to right booth there from Dalton. As this one now playing right to left of the Spirit, they have it deflected around momentarily, and it might have been a missed handball called. Sofia Huerta was calling for it there against Stengel. As up, and they were looking ahead along the right side from Huerta to press. Well, that pass intercepted there by Didasco. As Matheson now plays it back to Didasco again. Now they will center it back over to Church. Church now over to the right side for Ellie Krieger. Krieger now will play it up towards midfield. She'll look ahead there. She's going to find Naren. Naren has the back pedal, though. She was in one-on-one battle with DiBernardo. Is able to get it forward, though, to Stengel along the right side. They look to center it back, but taking that one away there is Taylor Camo. Now it's Colaprico. Now past midfield, it's Sofia Huerta along the right side. Huerta up ahead with it. She's got room in front of her. She's going to go to her right side to find Kristen Press. One-on-one there with Didasco. Press with the left foot, trying to sneak it in, but the offsides flag is up against Cara Walls.
You know, guys, I think what's interesting is what Chicago is doing is having Press play out on the right and Cara Walls in the middle to give Press the option of either driving in to shoot or to get the ball into the middle to Walls.
Kelsey Wise now for the goal kick. She'll boot this right to left inside the 18.
I'm really surprised they haven't really, you know, pardon the pun, press really on defense. You know, they're kind of letting her play her game out here, and that's pretty dangerous.
Somewhere Courtney Wallace is jealous of that punt.
For more information.
As we are into the 21st minute, Krieger now has along the right side past midfield. She looks ahead and plays it forward there to Stengel. Stengel now to Crystal Dunn along the right side, one-on-one with Casey Short. Dunn looks to center herself back in towards the middle of play, and that shot attempt goes way too far to her left and out of play behind the back line. And it'll be a goal kick for Dalton once again. Yeah, he had a couple for Casey Short and I think it was Colaprico at one point as well. You were the only one so far that did the press. I've thought about it. I just wasn't going to say it.
Well, I waited a few minutes to think how I'm going to say it. I'm just like, it's got to go like this.
There you go. That's the spirit, no pun intended, of the Washington team. See, sometimes they just write themselves.
Love it.
As that goal kick there went left to right, deflected out of play along the far side, it'll be a spirit throw-in. That's another thing I'll definitely miss about these broadcasts is the banner up here in the booth with these fine gentlemen. Along with Courtney, even though he could not be here tonight.
Great part about radio, you know.
Exactly. As this pass ahead for Didasco along the left side, she keeps it up and in play. As she looks forward now, she's just going to find Joanna Lohman. Centering pass there looking for Dunn, but headed away there by Sam Johnson to the near side. Goes out of play for another spirit throw-in.
Well, they definitely had. They had Dunn cutting right there, right up the middle, and that was a good header there because otherwise that would have been a really tough play to stop her.
The throw-in now to the near side for Dunn. She's in a one-on-one battle there with Julie Johnston on the left side offensively for the Spirit. As she'll put back play to Didasco, now back into the defensive half. It goes now over to number 24 in Estelle Johnson. Centers back over now to Church. Church right side now for Allie Krieger at midfield. She comes up into the Red Stars defensive half, plays it up forward. And a couple light blue jerseys are around it. Casey Short will sell it down to Colaprico. Colaprico plays it forward to Kristen Press at the midfield circle. Press has to dance around with it a little bit and back pedals it over to Sam Johnson. Casey Short. That pass intercepted there by Allie Krieger has to play it forward. She does, but a good deflection there from Colaprico to get it to Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson along her left side now. Plays it up towards midfield where it's going to find Carl Walls. Walls lost it there on the battle of Whitney Church. That goes out of play. It's a Red Star throw in front of their own bench.
You know, Jamie, you talked about how they wanted press on this side of the field. since you said that. He moved her toward more toward the mid and maybe to the far side of the field now.
Right. It's all about where they put her on the field. And I've also noticed it looks like Washington's playing a bit of a zone. I don't really see one player marking press. The same at the other end with Chicago with Dunn.
As this pass along the right side goes out of play for the Spirit, it'll be another Red Star throw in front of the Spirit bench. 24th minute, 1-0 Red Stars. Just joining us, Kristen Press with a beautiful 6-minute goal to get the Red Stars on the board, and that's the only tally we've had so far tonight. Krieger now along her right side in her own defensive third area as this deflects out of play, and it'll be a Spirit throwing off Casey Short. Krieger with the throw-in. We talked about it for both teams, how they get some of their defenders to come up and play in the offense from time to time, and we've seen Allie Krieger do that a lot for the Spirit as a bit of a push there against Taylor Kamal will be a reset for the Spirit. As Didasco now has it along her left side in the defensive zone. As they pass it around a little bit, they'll center it back over to Estelle Johnson. Now to Whitney Church, now right side Allie Krieger. Seems like they want to try to funnel a lot of things through Krieger as well. As this header deflects over to Gilliland off the centering attempt. And that one will go against Dunn.
I was just going to say, we hadn't seen a lot of set pieces so far, and now here's two in the last two possessions.
Off of that, Johnston with it back to Colaprico. Now Johnston again. Johnston trying to direct some traffic in front of her and try to get something set up. Left foot pass, look at the head for Colaprico. It's going to find Sam Johnson on the left side. Johnson now plays the head, finds Carl Walls. Left side for Casey Short, centering pass to DiBernardo now. DiBernardo and coming up with his Huerta. Huerta up ahead. Gets around a defender, stays with it for a moment. Now it's Walls, settles it down, and she scores!
Wow. Sent the keeper the wrong way.
Sending the keeper the wrong way indeed. And in the 26th minute, 2-0 Chicago. Carl Walls, with the patience inside the 18-yard box, shoots it to her left with Wise not able to make a play on it. And the Red Stars double their lead.
Well, Ryan, we talked about it. We needed the Stars, the Red Stars, to come out and gain momentum early. They've done that with this 2-0 lead. Washington having to play behind again, scoring no goals so far in the last game and half a half here. Red Stars just coming out looking really, really good. A very loose Red Stars team out there right now, playing like a team that's just out there having fun.
And now we're seeing that, you know, a lot of people talk about the Red Stars is that this funnels through Kristen Press. A lot of people forget about, you know, your Sofia Huertas and Vanessa DiBernardo's of the world. And now Carl Walls can throw a name into the mix after this one.
Yeah, and it was Huerta that helped set up the offense with that pass to Walls.
So off of the possession at midfield for Washington, a quick foul that went against Chicago. So it'll be Krieger on the set piece now on the far side, right to left. As they'll try to get something set up here, that being the Spirit, who trail by two. A great start here in this first half for the Red Stars. Two goals early on here in tonight's match. Krieger with the kick into the box. Header there, Julie Johnson clears it to the near side. Now Matheson will chase it down for the Spirit. She's going to play ahead along the left side. Matheson with centering pass in. And Dalton waited for the first bounce to see if it was going to deflect weird, but she comes out and makes the save.
The assist on the Walls goal goes to number 11, Sofia Huerta, and what a beautiful assist it was.
Yolanda left her right along the right side. She was looking ahead for Press, but that one went through her legs and couldn't find it cleanly. Now it'll be Didasco along her left side. Good takeaway from Colaprico as it went to Julie Johnston. Julie Johnston plays it up ahead now and is going to find her national teammate and Red Star teammate Kristen Pressel on the right side. Kristen Press gets into the box near side, tries to deflect it in, and that one hits off of a Spirit player. And it'll be the first corner kick tonight for the Red Stars in the near right corner.
One thing, guys, I'm noticing, you know, the wind we thought would be a factor right now, frustration setting in early for Washington. You see them shaking their head looking for a lot of fouls here early, and they're not getting the calls.
It'll be DiBernardo for this near right corner kick. 2-0 Chicago here in the 29th minute. And this is the best start you could ask if you're Rory Dames. Quick pass to Cole Aprico is going to give it back to DiBernardo. Pass into the box off the line drive. Hits off of a foot there. And coming up for the jump save is Kelsey Wise inside the six. So Wise will let traffic clear out. And she'll look to boot this one right to left. Kelsey Wise on the edge of the 18. Boots it right to left past the midfield mark. And it'll be a header there for Julie Johnson left to right. And a little back heel pass attempt there from Press will go right back to Wise. Now she'll play it up four for Estelle Johnson now to her left, as this one will go now to Didasco. Didasco plays it up ahead along the left side, but right there, Julie Johnston plays it up forward now along her right side for Gilliland, and it'll be a Red Star throw-in. As off the throw-in, it goes to Kristen Press. Kristen Press now snakes around. Now we'll move it over to the left side for Casey Short. Casey Short up ahead. She was looking there for Walls. Instead, she's going to try to find it for Huerta, but coming out to make the play on it is Wise.
You know, it looks like Chicago's trying to use Huerta's speed through the midfield, which that was something I was wondering if they were going to use, and we saw that on that second goal.
So Wise with the boot right to left once again. As a header there from Camo goes up ahead there as it found Kaur Walls for a moment. Now Cole Aprico, as now it'll go back to the left side for Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson now will center it back over to Dalton on the edge of the 18, who will come out and play it. Dalton now back to her left for Sam Johnson once again. Sam Johnson trying to direct some traffic in front of her. Wanted to get it to Huerta, but instead she'll settle for a back-and-forth pass from Cole Aprico. Now she'll go to the far right for her. Up ahead for Gilliland, pass midfield. Erin Gilliland now wants to try to go one-on-one pass. Done, and she does. Centering pass into the box from the near side, but that one goes out of play. Past the back line, off the right-to-left kick. And it'll be a goal kick for Wise.
And again, you've got the defenders working into the offensive half. This side is Gilliland. On the opposite side is Casey Short.
So Wise with the boot right to left on the edge of the six-yard box on her right side. 31st minute, 2-0 Red Stars. Glad you could join us here for the final home radio broadcast of 2016 for the Red Stars. Alongside Bill Downing and Jamie Newell, I'm Ryan Fay with you at Toyota Park. Here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, part of the Be On Air Network. It's the final regular season matchup of the 2016 season for both teams. The Spirit have clinched a playoff home game next week. Their opponent's still to be determined, while the Red Stars have clinched a playoff spot. And they'll have to go on the road the rest of the way, as again, the NWSL Championship is down in Houston, Texas.
You know, if the Red Stars make it, can't we take the Be On Air jet to do the game?
Yeah, we are close to Midway, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have to make a few calls. We'll see if Pete's gold card has enough room on it.
There you go.
I'll get on that, though, if they let's make sure the Red Stars get there first, then we'll worry about it.
There you go.
Otherwise, we can always take a road trip down to Houston. You never know.
That would be nice. Play.
As right to left comes the Spirit on the edge of the 18 now and along the right side. Selling that one down is Matheson. They had to play it back off because of the offsides. Back to Dunn inside the 18. Goes to her left, and the shot there goes way too far to her left and out of play. And another goal kick for Dalton.
You know, you look at this early, you would never think that Washington is the number one team in the league the way the Red Stars are playing. And, you know, sports is about momentum and who's hot when it counts the most. I mean, going into the playoffs, the Red Stars right now, when you take a look at it, I know we still have a long time to go tonight, but they're playing like a team that is not playing desperate, is not, you know, worried about going on the road, because they're just letting the play. They're playing some outstanding soccer here toward the tail end of the season.
Dalton with the goal kick left to right goes to the left side at midfield. It found Casey Short for a moment. Now ahead, it's going to find Carl Walls. Up along the left side, it's going to look towards DiBernardo. Vanessa DiBernardo with a dribbler pass in towards the box looking for Press, but did not get to her cleanly as that one taken away by Estelle Johnson. Now up along the right side, it's Krieger. Up ahead forward now to Stengel. Stengel up ahead forward finds Dawn for a second. And coming in and making the big support there was Sam Johnson. And she had a really rush back for that one. Julie Johnson now has it. Goes to her left back to Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson back to Julie once again. And Julie telling Gilliland, go downfield. I'll find you later. As now she'll back play it towards Michelle Dalton. Well, down now will go to her left side. And nobody home, though. as the Spirit will come up with it for a moment. As coming up with it, there was Matheson along her right side. Short will come away with it, and plays it up ahead for DiBernardo. DiBernardo now will try to play it up ahead as she was looking there for Press, but Press too far up ahead, and that one taken away by Whitney Church. Whitney Church down to the right side for Allie Krieger at midfield. She plays it up now to the Red Stars' defensive half as it's going to find Diana Matheson once again. Now back to Krieger. Krieger, little triangle pass there with Naren. And that pass looking ahead for Dunn. Didn't get to her cleanly, and Huerta will boot up along the left side, looking for Walls. And once again, that one actually almost skipped over Walls' foot there. As now to go to the left side of the defense for Washington and Caprice Didasco. Didasco now over to Estelle Johnson, out of the right side, Allie Krieger once again. That's a lot of what these set opportunities, Jamie, that they're trying to do is try to get them through Allie Krieger, number 11, the captain.
Yeah, and trying to get Crystal Dunn on the end of it. And Dunn, I'm wondering if she's getting a little frustrated because Red Stars are making her work.
Left side now for Dunn into the box. Header there, Julie Johnston. Now it goes back there to Didasco, centers it back over to Huster on the edge of the 18, now to Krieger. Back to Huster again. Takes a few steps. Now to the left side, Didasco. Oh, she had a misplay on it, but she's able to keep it in, though, to the near left corner. Didasco finds Dunn again. Crystal Dunn, left side. Now to the far right side for Allie Krieger on the edge of the 18. Krieger deflects it in towards the box. Couple headers around, and Cola Prico there to boot it up high. It'll go to Huerta, who plays it up forward to Kristen Press.
Some great pressure there by Washington. That's their best pressure so far in this game.
And here comes Kristen Press, left to right now into the defensive half. She goes to her left, that being Kristen Press, her left foot, and a save made right there to the breadbasket of Kelsey Wise.
And I don't know what the Washington defense was thinking when Press had the ball. They're backing up instead of challenging her. But great job by the Washington goalkeeper, Wise, to make that save, because it wasn't an easy save to make.
That could have been a 3-0 score if Press got enough a little bit more under it.
They're giving her way too much room, guys.
Yeah, they really are.
Gilliland has now a midfield now to her near right side. Now it goes back to Julie Johnston. 36-minute, 2-0 Red Stars over the Washington Spirit. And this right now I don't think is a score that really anybody expected so far. As the pass from Julie Johnston up along the right side will go to the back line out of play as nobody was home. And it'll be a goal kick for Wise.
Yeah, you brought it up, Jamie, that you know the Red Stars have to win. Otherwise, they're probably going to see Washington again. But right now, I don't think the Red Stars really matter. I don't think they care who they play right now.
I honestly really believe, and you can call me a homer, I think Chicago is going to be a dangerous team to play in the playoffs.
They are.
I don't blame you. Is this little heel kick there from Press? Oh, she was looking ahead for Walls. But it come out to make the save was Wise, and she plays it up to the right side for Allie Krieger. Krieger up ahead now for Naren. Naren along the right side now as that one found Matheson for a moment. As an interception there from Short, she booted up along the left side just trying to make some kind of play on it. And instead it will be still be played in by Whitney Church. I thought she was going to let it go, but instead she plays it back. Church now will run up with it along her right side. Now to go to Krieger. Krieger up ahead there for Matheson. And now it'll go back over to the right side once again as this one finds Naren. Naren at the midfield mark. She looks to center it back, and she does over there to Tori Huster. Huster now to her left side, finds Didasco playing it forward. But good takeaway from Gilliland. But right back on it is Didasco. Now up ahead for Dunn. Little give and go action as it goes to Lohman. Lohman now on the edge of the 18. Looks to go to play it to her right, but Casey Shore right there to get that one out of there. But Krieger right there actively on the defense, playing in the offense, keeping the play alive. As it's Matheson along the right side. They're 1-1 with Short. Back to Krieger again. Now Stengel plays it back to Krieger. Now right side Matheson again to the far left corner. Cross into the box from the far side. Julie Johnston with the header. And it'll go out of play along the far side. Spirit throw in.
You know, Lohman thought that she was going to have a quick shot on there. But I tell you, that Chicago defense just closed in on her. And she didn't see that coming. And again, that defense by the Red Stars right now is definitely being suffocating to the Spirit right now.
Krieger right side. Well, back heel kick attempt there from Matheson trying to find Dunn, but couldn't. Up ahead on the far edge of the 18 is Dunn again. Makes a nice move into the box. Looks to center herself back. Shot up and over the crossbar and out of play. And I believe that's like the second or third time that we've seen Crystal Dunn really try to get under the ball and try to get a shot in and try to roof it over Dalton. when she's gotten too much underneath it.
And it seems like when she gets to about 20, 30 feet there from the goal, she's not very comfortable with her shot, like you were talking. She's definitely getting too much air. But up to that point, she's really confident with her play.
Dawn now with the goal kick coming up left to right on the edge of the six-yard box. As Dalton now boots it left to right. And the play there from Sam Johnson. A high kick left to right past the midfield mark. Inside the midfield circle now. It'll be there for DiBernardo, who plays now to Sofia Huerta. Huerta backpedals to her right side to find Gilliland back in their own defensive half. Now Julie Johnston. Johnston up ahead. She wanted to play forward to Walls but couldn't cleanly. But instead picking up the pieces there was DiBernardo. DiBernardo pass up to the left side for Kristen Press. Has for a moment and a quick shot in, but too far to the left for Press, and out of play it goes. So it'll be a goal kick now for Kelsey Wise.
You know, now the thing you got to guard against is, you know, a lot of weird things sometimes have a tendency to happen the last 5 minutes and until halftime. The one thing you don't want to see is Washington have this lead going into the halftime intermission.
40th minute, still 2-0 Chicago. Kristen Press in the 6 minute. Carr Walls exactly 20 minutes later in the 26th. 2-0 Red Stars. And we talked about this, guys, in our keys to the game, that the Red Stars got to come out, you know, you got to be playing as if you're still trying to fight for a playoff spot. And that's what they've kind of done here tonight, as this ball goes out of play to the near side for a spirit throwing.
Yeah, as you were talking about it there in the pregame, they had to come out with some urgency, and Chicago definitely did. And I tell you, they are playing a really tough game on both sides of the ball right now early.
Now it'll be Estelle Johnson for the spirit along the left side as it goes over now to Diana Matheson. Matheson up ahead now as that'll find Stengel. Now back over to Didasco once again. Didasco now up ahead along the left side there as it's going to find Joanna Lohman. Joanna Lohman along the left side in the defensive half of the Red Stars. She plays it up ahead for Matheson again. Matheson centers it back over as that'll find Naren. Naren up ahead inside for Dawn.
Oh,
and that one just goes to her right by inches. Dawn came out to make an aggressive play on it, coming out of her box. And she was lucky there, that being Dalton, as Dunn was just too far to her right on that one. A goal kick for Dalton as she plays it to the left side for Sam Johnson. But, whew, breathe again, Red Stars.
That's the best chance that Washington has had in this game. A give and go, Dunn all alone on the keeper and just pulled it wide.
As now up along the left side for a moment there was Taylor Comeau, who really haven't mentioned her name much here tonight. Now the Spirit have it back now, right to left. Now it'll be Matheson over to Didasco. Didasco trying to backpedal that one off of Huerta. It'll be a Spirit throw-in. 42nd minute, 2-0 Red Stars.
That last play there by Dunn, I tell you, head coach of the Red Stars, Rory Dames, he came off the bench and had a few choice words to say to the defense, and basically tell them you fell asleep.
Now Huerta now has it back off the throw-in. Now it's Walls. Oh, and a slip there from Taylor Comeau. Now Dunn comes up the other way, right to left on the edge of the 18. Goes to her right, and that one deflects away along the right side of the net. And I should say it will not be a deflection. It'll be a goal kick for Dalton and the Red Stars.
82nd minute in Western New York. The Flash lead Boston 4-0.
Wow.
I think it might be safe to say we have our four teams for the postseason.
Yeah.
And we saw the Western New York Flash here for the home opener for the 2016 season. As this one skips ahead now for Press, and she had that kick that might have hit it off her forehead. She was trying to pass it behind her. As now with it, the Spirit play it back there over to Wise. Wise there now along the right side as it's going to find Allie Krieger. Krieger now will go to Dunn along the right side at midfield. But again, a swarm of light blue jerseys right there by it. As we're into the 43rd minute, 2-0 Chicago. Dunn once again plays it up ahead now as he goes to Stengel. Stengel now back to Dunn. Dunn along the right side in a 1-on-1 battle there with Casey Short. Stengel centering pass up ahead. And a good body off there from Gilliland against Matheson. And Dalton will play it up forward along the right side. They'll go back to Didasco, who plays it up over to Stengel once again. Stengel now to the left side, back to Didasco. Didasco left side as it's going to find there and Joanna Lohman for a second, but a good takeaway, Julie Johnston. Julie Johnston with a little bit of an ankle breaker there along her right side. As up to play now is Huerta. Huerta forward now for Cara Walls. Walls got back pedal, try to find some help. And she'll circle around looking for some support. She finds DiBernardo along the near right side. Now it's Huerta. Huerta centers it back to Colaprico. Colaprico now to her left side in the defensive half for Sam Johnson. And Johnson sells it down back to Colaprico once again in the same area. Colaprico up ahead past midfield, but that one taken away there by Tori Huster. Huster now right to left past the midfield mark over there to Lohman. Lohman now looks to go to her left side with it, and she does. Over to Didasco, who comes in off the defense to play it. Up ahead now for Matheson. She gets it. In a one-on-one battle with Gilland in the near left corner. Matheson with control. Goes back to her right side a little bit. Skips it ahead forward for Lohman. Now back over to Didasco, left side once again. Didasco centers it back over now as that'll find Huster. Huster backpedals it over to Whitney Church inside the midfield circle. Now over to Allie Krieger as we now get into the 45th minute of play. Krieger now right side. That one deflects into the 18-yarder, and that one hit off of the head of Julie Johnston. And they'll clear it out along the right side, that being the Red Stars. And
yeah, she went head-to-head, and they're going to have to bring the training staff out there for the Red Stars.
Yeah, Julie Johnston shaking up on the play. And as you mentioned, it was because it was a head-to-head injury with the header attempt. The training staff will come out to just double-check on Julie Johnston.
You know, Crystal Dunn has been really good all game long. But the last 10 minutes, she has really picked up her game, and Chicago cannot become lax on defense. She's had two to three really good close-up scoring chances here in the last 10 minutes of this first half.
Yeah, especially on that give-and-go where she pulled it wide. And guys, you know what the great thing about Twitter is the Washington Spirit and the Red Stars accounts are engaging in a little bit of a playful banter. You know, that 30-second minute done so close with a left-footed rocket, which caused the Red Stars account to reply, "She just done it again."
Oh, no.
And then the Red Stars, again, seriously, don't do this anymore.
Well, they must not have been listening.
Is Courtney Wallace running the Twitter account tonight with all these puns?
I don't know.
We're going to have to get the Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Scott Kozak, on the hunt for that one. Kind of want to know who's running that. Whoever it is, props to you.
Yes. And of the Washington Spirit, too, whoever's running their account as well.
As we engage back and forth now, we'll get the – I believe we will not have any stoppage time. No stoppage time was officially given out off the scoreboard from the fourth official. So we'll wait for play to die down for the whistle to blow. As Press has it along her left side in the defensive half, she backpedals it. And this one will go back now to the left side for Sam Johnson. She circles it around, and they'll play it up ahead now for DiBernardo. And that one taken away there by Whitney Church. Now over to Kelsey Wise. And they still say play on, so they might allow maybe another minute or two because of the stoppage for the train staff to check on Julie Johnston. Again, we did not see an official stoppage time message come up. So Didasco now plays along the left side for Matheson. Matheson back to Didasco in their defensive half. As now it'll go over to Estelle Johnson. Estelle Johnson, and there we go. Whistle goes. But a very impressive first half for the Chicago Red Stars. As after a six-minute goal from Kristen Press, and then 20 minutes later, a beauty from Cara Walls. That is how we get to this 2-0 score. And, guys, your first half thoughts before we take our halftime break.
Great job by the Red Stars to really get going. They get the goal against a goal by Press and then Walls later. And great job taking the Spirit really out of their game, even though Dunn did have a couple of nice shots towards the end of half. But, again, great job by the Red Stars for those first 45 minutes.
Chicago having to do what we talked about in the pregame, that they had to get a quick start. They couldn't fall behind. They come out with a 2-0 lead, and Washington is the team reeling right now. And it's probably a blessing for them that halftime is here, because I tell you, Chicago is really taking it to the Spirit here in the first half.
First half, 2 for Chicago and none for Washington. We'll be back for more first half analysis and look ahead to the second half in just a little bit. We'll be right back here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Don't go away.